I am Treebeard. I have lived in these woods since the dawn of time. Our story begins with the marriage of a woman who lives on the edge of my forest and a local lumberjack. One day, the lumberjack was in the forest. While in the forest, he was cutting down my beautiful trees, when all of a sudden, he saw a young girl with long, dark hair standing before him.
Hi there, little girl. Can I help you?
The little girl said nothing.
Hello?
The little girl ran around the lumberjack, making grudge-haunting noises. His axe flew out of his hand and went straight through his heart. His wife heard the commotion, fell to her knees to pray.
Oh, dear Jesus, not him, not him.
The widow remarried a year later to yet another lumberjack. Like her first husband, the new lumberjack proceeded to cut down my beautiful trees in the forest. And like the first husband, the new lumberjack came upon the little girl in the forest.
Oh, hey there, little girl. Can I help you?
The little girl said nothing.
Hello?
The little girl ran around the lumberjack, making grudge-haunting noises. His axe flew out of his hand and went straight through his heart. His wife heard the commotion, fell to her knees to pray on the ground.
Oh, dear God, not him, not him.
A year later, the widow once again remarried to yet a third lumberjack. But this time after she married, she went to see the witch of the woods.
Please don't kill my next husband. I just can't handle it.
The witch laughed out of her. The wife returned home, and her new lumberjack husband had already disappeared into the woods to cut down my beautiful trees. He came upon the little girl in the woods.
Hey there, little girl. Can I help you?
The little girl said nothing.
Hello?
The little girl ran around the lumberjack, making grudge-haunting noises. His axe began to shake in his hands, and the little girl, this time she disappeared. The lumberjack ran back to his house and told his wife what had happened. His wife jumped up, ran to the witch's house to thank her. Outside the witch's house were several police cars.
Excuse me, officer. What's going on?
The old woman who lived here was shot over a $10 gambling bet.
After that day, the little girl was never seen in the forest again, and the lumberjacks were free to cut down any tree they pleased.